The ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
Welcome to Coastal Vacations Radio. This is Eric Dye. Coastal Vacations Radio is your source for all about coastal vacations. If you're new to coastal and not sure what CV is all about, then stay tuned. This is meant to be an informational podcast so that you can be in the know and see the advantages of tapping into Coastal Vacations, America's number one home-based business opportunity, whether if it's paying pennies on the dollar for your travel needs and never paying retail again, or taking advantage of the very lucrative business opportunity, you're certainly in the right place. Today we have the pleasure to have a special guest on the show, a gentleman I have had the pleasure of knowing now for more than 7 years, someone that has seen great success within the industry. Prior to working with Coastal Vacations, he was a registered nurse, drowning with debt, stressed out, forced to live paycheck to paycheck. And after starting a business with Coastal, he has become totally debt-free, has traveled the world, saving tens of thousands of dollars, donated to favorite causes and organizations over $5,000 last month to orphans, and has earned over $1 million with Coastal in the past 8 years. Jackie O'Quinn, certainly welcome you and glad to have you.
Thank you, Eric.
So why would someone choose to be self-employed and or choose to work from home? Let's start there.
Well, I think on the surface, the reasons sound obvious probably to a lot of people if they think about working from home, having flexibility, having freedom, being able to choose your own schedule, being able to have an income that you have control over. People say, like to use the term unlimited income, but there is a little bit of truth to that, but your income is always going to be capped by the number of hours, the time, the effort that you want to work. But the truth is, when you work for yourself, you get to control that. You're never going to get a pink slip. You're never going to be laid off, so to speak, by somebody else. You're not going to, be downsized when you work for yourself. And, I recently read an article that said that as long as you're working for someone else, you're never truly going to get paid what you're worth, because the way businesses make money is that they exploit their employees' value, meaning they pay their employees enough to get them to do the job, but if they paid them everything that they were worth, then the company itself would never make any money. The way businesses make money is they earn the difference. They pay you a steady paycheck every week, and you take considerably less than what you're worth to receive that paycheck. Therefore, they earn the profits from what's left over, which is the value of your work. To give you an example, when I was a nurse, I found out there was a procedure that I did. Back then, about 8-9 years ago, I was working as a nurse, and I did a procedure called remove a central venous line. Now, I made about $20 an hour. It took me about 30 minutes to complete the procedure from start to finish. So the hospital paid me about $10 to do that procedure, which a central venous line is just like a big IV in the neck. The insurance company paid the hospital $500 for me to complete that procedure. So that tells you that the hospital clearly profited far more than just the $10 they paid me. I think the bigger question is why people don't choose to work from home. I think that's the bigger question. And I think the reason most people choose not to work from home is because they think it's risky. They don't know how to do it. They don't have any guidance. They don't have any direction. They don't know anyone else that has done it. They're too leery of, scams or things that aren't reputable out there. But if someone does their research, if they do genuine, honest research, they're open-minded. There's plenty of things you can do from home to be able to have control of your life, control of your finances, and control of your future.
What makes Coastal Vacations and its business opportunity more lucrative than, let's say, the latest health product company or anything else out there for that matter?
I'm not one to knock a Chevy to sell a Ford. There's a lot of good companies out there that people, a lot of good business models out there that people can generate a successful business with or generate an income from. That's the bottom line. I'm not here to say, somehow Coastal is so much better than everything else out there. Now, obviously, I have a biased opinion, and I can tell you what I saw when I first saw Coastal. I attempted to work with several different companies on the Internet. I attempted to work with several different organizations out there, and I didn't have any success with those companies. I guess it didn't mean that they were bad companies. I just had my own personal challenges that kept me from succeeding. But when I stumbled on a Coastal, I saw something that was genuinely different, incredibly different. And I can just tell you just a couple of points that made it so much different. First of all, Coastal offers a product that is unique. It's in the travel industry. It's an exciting industry to be a part of. It's an industry that has broad appeal, the largest industry of the world at over $7 trillion, expected to double over the next 10 years, according to the World Travel and Tourism Council, despite our current economy. So it's a phenomenal industry. It's a thriving industry. It's a very resilient industry, and it does very well. In fact, this past year was my very best year ever working in this industry, working with Coastal. So it's an exciting industry. That's one thing. The second thing is we're marketing a product with Coastal that has immediate value to our customers, meaning the value is easy to see. One of the things that I commonly ran into when I tried to work with other companies that posed a little bit of a challenge to me was very rarely was I marketing it. I was typically in one of two scenarios with other work-from-home companies. Either I was marketing a product that or service that no one had ever heard of before, and it was a good value, and I just had to educate them and teach them on why they needed it, why they needed a special insurance service, or why they needed some nutritional supplement they'd never heard of before, something along those lines, or some household product they'd never heard used before. I had to educate them on why they needed the product. Or the other scenario was I was marketing a product that was common, let's say a nutritional supplement, and I've never actually marketed a nutritional supplement, but that's a good example. I would be marketing something like that, and it would be quite a bit more expensive than what someone could get at, say, Walmart, or what someone could get at the local, you know, CVS drugstore. And the reason that it was more expensive is because it was of a higher quality, but it didn't have the name recognition of, say, Centrum or whatever popular vitamin is on the shelf. So, again, I was in a position of trying to justify the price because the quality was so much better, yet my customers or consumers had never even heard of the brand before. So that put me in a very challenging position. Coastal's not that way at all. It's a product that offers immediate value in an industry that is thriving, i.e. the travel industry, an industry people are aware of. I don't have to convince people what Carnival Cruise is. They've already heard about it. They've already used them. Now I just get to show them how to save money on it. And if you look at our products, the $12.95 for the basic package, $39.95 for the premier, the platinum package, $11,000. Let's just take our platinum package, for example, which is the most popular package that I market by far, and it's very easy to see. The platinum package offers far more options, far more savings than what any timeshare product out there could offer. Now, please understand, Coastal is nothing like a timeshare, as you are aware of, Eric, but there's no other product quite like Coastal, so it's the closest thing to try to draw a comparison to. Coastal doesn't have the maintenance fees of the timeshares. You don't have the deed issues with timeshares. You don't have, you know, the issues with passing the deed on to your kids. There's none of that involved with Coastal. You have greater flexibility, far greater savings available to you, far more options using the platinum package. But $11,000, it comes in substantially lower than any other product that currently exists in that whole timeshare arena. There is no product that exists on the planet currently that allows you to be able, for only $11,000, be able to have as much travel available as we are, as much discounts available, as much travel options, luxury travel stays, your all-inclusive, your cruises, et cetera, there's nothing else out there available in the marketplace, in the travel industry. When you couple that with a true business profit, it's a recipe for absolute success. Now you've got a product in an industry that is exciting, an industry that people are looking at, an industry that people are using every day, even in a down economy. Now you have a product that is strategically positioned in that industry, i.e. the Coastal Travel Package, that gives your clients and customers a greater advantage than what they are able to use with typical booking agencies like your Travelocity, your Expedia. Being able to travel for the rest of their life, save discounts, travel for up to 80% off for the rest of their life, travel at wholesale rates, nothing out there like it. They're able to do that, and not only are you able to provide that for your clients, provide that for your customers, but now you're able to earn a true business profit. Not a sales commission. A sales commission is typically 50% or less. If you market a product for $100, you make $50, you make $40, you make $30. I always tell people, what's the difference in a sales commission and a business profit? A sales commission allows you to earn a living. A business profit, Eric, a business profit is when you're able to not only earn a living, but you can reinvest back into your business to be able to grow your business, to be able to build your business. And I always use this parallel. Take Coca-Cola, for example. Coca-Cola is one of the largest brands that exist in our world today. They're one of the largest companies that exist in our world, one of the largest employers providing more jobs for more people throughout more countries in more poor locations providing jobs than just about any other company. And I often ask people, have you ever wondered why? The reason, the biggest reason is because of how profitable the company is. They earn a massive business profit on their product. The raw food cost production of, say, a 20-ounce Coke is somewhere around like 12, 13 cents a piece. But they're able to sell that same 20-ounce for, you know, $1.49 or $1.50. That gives them a ginormous profit margin, a huge profit margin, that they can use to reinvest in research and development, to reinvest in advertising, to grow their business, but at the same time, pay fair wages and even high wages to their executives and board of directors and CEOs, et cetera, while at the same time providing wages for the millions of employees they have across the world. So Coastal has a true business profit. We're strategically positioned, and we're in an industry that people are aware of, they understand. And so when you can earn a profit while giving someone a way to save a tremendous amount of income in an area they already want to save money, in my opinion, that's a recipe for success. And when I first saw that about Coastal, I knew I had to find a way to get started. I knew this was a business for me, and I knew there was no other option out there on the planet. And I've been building this business ever since.
Good information and great insight and perspective. Jackie, what would you say are some of the most common reasons or types of people looking for what Coastal Vacations offers in a business?
Man, that's a really good question. I can break this down real simple for you. They usually range in the age of 18 to 80, and they breathe. I mean, I'm kind of joking, but it's really, there's the truth. Eric, over the years, the people that I have seen get started, be able to make money, I mean, it's all types of people, all walks of life, man or woman. I mean, okay, I can even share some examples. Carrie in South Dakota, she was a college student. She was only 19 years of age. She was looking for a way to be able to increase her income, and she really was looking at Carrie. You have to understand who Carrie was. Carrie had been the valedictorian of her high school class. She had excelled in every extracurricular activity that she had ever been in. She was on track to be able to get a good job, a great degree, and to build a life for herself as a career woman. But she said that she realized that the path she was on was still going to lead to a paycheck-to-paycheck lifestyle, and it wasn't going to allow her to be able to be at home with her family and her kids, which she knew one day she wanted to be a wife and a mom, and that was paramount to her, to be able to be available to her family. So that was her motivation to look at Coastal. She actually got started with Coastal, and in her very first year, I mean, she went from earning $8,000 a year as a waitress to she had 1 week in her Coastal business, and her very first year where she earned $9,600. That is more than most people will ever get a chance to earn in a lifetime of working for, you know, a typical traditional employer. You take someone else like Diane McGuigan. Now, some people say, well, that's great. This must be a young person's game. Well, you take someone like Diane McGuigan, who's a mother of three kids, who's old enough to be Carrie's mom, probably. Diane McGuigan got started with our company just last year. She got started around May. When Diane first got started, she was in debt. She didn't have food to be able to – she said she didn't even have food in her refrigerator. She had three kids in college, a single mom. She wasn't helping her kids through school. They were on their own loans, on their own scholarships, and she said it really stressed her out. And she got to the end of her rope. It got so bad last summer that her church had to actually – her church and a charitable organization they work with actually ended up giving her food and I think a stove. They gave her some basic necessities to be able to eat, to be able to survive, to be able to live. This is she has a phenomenal story. By December of this year, this same lady, Diane from Ontario, she ended up earning $100,000 by December, and in the month of December, she committed to wanting to give 50% of all of her profits to charity. She actually went back to the same organization that had helped her in the past summer and made a donation that was far more substantial than anything they had given her. She basically sowed seed right back into that organization so they could help someone else. I mean, I can tell you one common denominator of everyone who gets started, young or old, male or female, black or white, it doesn't matter. The one common denominator typically is they've gotten to the end of their rope. Either they're fed up of working for a corporate boss, corporate America, they're fed up with, you know, maybe their financial situation. Many people they're backed in a corner. And I don't mean that, oh, you've got to be backed in a corner before you look at Coastal, but let's face it, before someone decides to do something different, they typically have to exhaust all options they're currently facing. And you take Diane, for example. She was backed in a corner. She didn't have anywhere she could go. She couldn't get a job to help her pay her bills or give her enough money to pay her bills, and she had a tremendous amount of debt. I think she had over $100,000 in debt. And she ended up getting started with Coastal, and she's had her success. The common denominator really is typically financial strain of some sort or some sort of work strain that is going to lead to a financial strain, such as in 2008, we had a rash of people getting started with Coastal and at a time, and during economic calamity, the housing market. And it was a lot of them were real estate agents, mortgage brokers, people like that who basically had no other option. Maybe they had been a mortgage broker for 15 years, and they didn't have anything else they could do for work. And they didn't have any other skill sets. They didn't have an education they could fall back on. They needed something, and they needed it fast. And I don't know, I can't speak for everything that's out there, but there are very few things I've ever seen like Coastal, which can give someone a true, what I call a real replacement income in just a very few short months. So I think the bottom line for most people is some sort of financial calamity, some sort of financial strain, some sort of financial pressure, a real need to change your lives and be in a different place. And I think that need can, again, cross barriers between age and sex. So it can be just about anybody.
Today we are with Jackie O'Quinn, former registered nurse who was drowning in debt, stressed out, forced to live paycheck to paycheck, and after finding Coastal, he has become totally debt-free and has earned over $1 million with Coastal in the past 8 years. Visiting with us here on Coastal Vacations Radio this afternoon, Jackie, after one gets started in Coastal, and most that start their business with Coastal typically come in with some kind of sizable debt, what do you advise your trainees how to handle the profits made per debt and advertising needed for their business, if that makes sense?
Yeah, that's a very good question. You're right. It is common because people are coming in with, you know, financial strain. You know, people say, well, how can someone invest in a business and advertising, et cetera, if they're in financial stress? Well, it's because they don't have any other option, and they've got to get out of it. They're not going to kick the can down the road next week. They've got to do something different. So when those people start their business and they start making money, I don't care if they make $1,000 their first month or $10,000 their first month, there's often a bit of a question of, I need to pay off, you know, some bills. I want to grow my business. I want to invest my business. I want to, you know, build my business faster. And there's this kind of this mentality. And you can find different strategies that people will give. But I have a very simple strategy. My strategy is this: A, make sure your very basic bills are paid. So if you're working a job in conjunction with your Coastal business and your job already covers your light bill, your phone bill, internet, you know, rent or mortgage or whatever, then that's fine. Use your Coastal profits 100% for business development and advertising. But if for some reason you're without a job, or you know your job's not covering all your bills, or maybe your spouse is working and you're not, but one income isn't enough, then I say the first thing you do with your profits is you cover your bills for this month. Then you take half of your Coastal profits and you put half of them towards debt, and you take the other half and you apply that towards advertising. Because if you want your business to make money faster, if you want it to become easier, then you've got to be talking to people. You've got to be advertising. People's got to be seeing your website. They've got to be contacting you through email or telephone. The only way that occurs is if you advertise your business. Advertising is the lifeblood of your business, of any business. So therefore, I say half of it towards your debt, half of it towards advertising. And I would keep that model of half and half until you get, I would even say, a good 3 months of advertising set aside. Next to putting food in my stomach, no, I don't have to worry about this anymore, Eric, to be honest with you. I mean, if Coastal disappeared tomorrow, I could survive for a very long time financially. But in the beginning of my business, I came to this understanding, and the understanding was that outside of putting food in my stomach, my next most important resource with my money was advertising. Because if I couldn't advertise, then my business was going to be dead in the water. And if I didn't want to keep doing the slow route of advertising, which is literally just a little bit of advertising here and there, if I wanted to get to a place where I was really going to be comfortable financially, then I had to build my advertising budget. And so that's always been paramount priority for me. And I always tell people that you want to make sure that you can advertise. Advertising is the lifeblood of your business, and I couldn't stress that enough. And that would probably apply to any business, Eric.
I think another episode of Coastal Vacations Radio would be good to talk about some of the advertising and some of the expenditures and scenarios and numbers in a future podcast. We'll have to get you to come back on there and talk about that from your experience. But one of the most popular questions I get asked, and I'm sure you do, too, and it kind of relates to us talking about advertising, is where do we find our or generate our potential buyers to grow our business? I mean, as we know, without business exposure, just like you said, on a daily basis, we will not experience any kind of success. So just touch on that briefly.
When it comes to advertising, okay, this is the most important, man. Whew, you just hit on a hot topic. Eric, the bottom line is there are a lot of people out there pretending to have success, and there are a few that are genuinely having success. And in my experience, the few that are genuinely having success are oftentimes doing things that is drastically out of the ordinary. Oftentimes they're doing things that other people claim doesn't work or can't work or whatever. So let me just say this. I am no advertising expert. I never wanted to be an advertising expert. I went to school to be a nurse. I wasn't an ad executive. They didn't teach me how to do advertising when I was a nurse. I learned how to give shots, take blood pressures, that kind of thing. So for me, I needed to outsource that to the people who knew what they were doing. With Coastal right now, we have three different advertising companies that we work with. Now, these people go out there and they do the things like, you know, the internet advertising. They do the things like placing ads in hot markets and radio. They do things like place ads in newspapers and publications like that. They're experts at that. And I work with them, and I recommend that new people who don't have advertising experience work with them as well. Now, Eric, I still use these same companies today. Over 95% of my business has come from these same advertising companies. These are companies that, and let me explain why. My job is to talk about my company. My job is to be able to give someone the information that they've already requested. If I'm too busy trying to research the hottest internet SEO type AdWords marketing, and I'm too busy trying to research, you know, what markets are hot and where should I run, you know, radio ads in the country. If I'm busy researching all that, that means I'm not busy doing the things that creates an income for my business. And so I choose to do the money-making activity, for lack of better terms. I don't want to be, if I get caught up with everything, my part-time business, and my business is part-time, I mean, I'm off right now. My business is part-time. My part-time business becomes a 60-hour week business if I try to do everything. So I believe in delegation, and I was taught that by our trainer, Danny Johnson. And one of the things that I delegate is advertising. We have companies like, you know, SnapResponse.com and DFILeads.com and all these people. And what they do is they basically place ads. They generate the request, and it saves me a tremendous amount of advertising dollar. If I place an ad in a newspaper and nobody responds to that ad, or very few people respond to that ad, I have to eat that cost. The way the advertising companies work is they guarantee you a certain number of responses for your advertising dollar. So I know if I spend X amount of dollars, I'm going to get X amount of responses, guaranteed. And so therefore, it's easy for me to work. I can be efficient. I can be diligent. I can focus on only talking to people who are already requesting information. I'm not cold calling. I'm not door knocking. I'm not doing none of that nonsense. I build my business. I'm standing in front of my desk right now from my desk in my office in my home. I don't have to leave my home. I don't do party plans. I don't do none of that craziness. I mean, I could if I wanted to, but that's not where I focus my time. And this is what I tell brand new people. I mean, the training system with Coastal is so simple. It's so specific. It literally is advertise here, call these people, read this script, do it again and again and again. And I have seen online, you know, someone claim advertising doesn't work. You just can't call leads, or you just can't call. Well, that's nonsense. The truth is that's all you're doing anyway. These people who claim you don't call leads, all they're trying to do is to teach you, instead of buy your leads, go become an advertising expert and generate leads. No, thank you. There are people who get paid full-time incomes, full-time salaries to be able to figure that stuff out. No, thank you. I don't want to spend the time, the effort, the money, nothing. In this business, it's about being able to create an income fast, find your clients who want what you're marketing, and then when I'm in a training mode of teaching someone else how to do this, I'm responsible for their success. I have to show them what can lead to success quick, and I know no faster way that can lead to success than being able to outsource that advertising through these companies, which have done a phenomenal job for all the years that I've been in Coastal.
Good stuff. And in conclusion, what would you advise one that's actually looking to work from home and looking over several opportunities, looking at Coastal and a couple others? What would you have to say to somebody like that?
I would say, I would say a couple of things. I would say, do research, be open-minded, and yes, it is correct. There are other good opportunities out there. And the bottom line is Coastal might not be for you. I mean, if you're looking at Coastal and, you know, you think hey, this information has sounded pretty interesting. It's piqued your interest. That's great. You can look into it, but it might not be for you because it's just not for everyone, and that's totally okay. There may be another company out there for you. But here's what I can tell you. Any company that you find, any company, you want to listen to the results. What are the results? Are brand new people getting started or brand new people having success? How many people are having success? Who's having? You will always hear the stories like mine, you know, generating over $1 million within, you know, 8 years or almost 8 years in business. You're always going to hear stuff like that. You expect people like me to say positive things about the company I work with. I've made so much building the business. But also look for people who are brand new getting started, who may be on their first day or their first week and might not have generated an income yet, but they're still satisfied that they have. Listen for those people. Also listen to the people who got started in their first month. They made $1,000. The first month they made $10,000. You know, the first quarter, you know, the first 100 days after a training event like Sean in California, he made $50,000. You want to be able to listen for those stories. If a company doesn't have distributors or directors or associates or franchisees or whatever who are having success, new success consistently, you always want to look at the results. That tells you there's a problem. If the company's providing results, and I can say, obviously, our company's providing results. I couldn't be here if it wasn't. But if the company's not providing results, then the bottom line is you need to look elsewhere. Don't listen for one or two big stories. Look for where are all the average people at? Where are all the average people who are making $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month? If they don't have a good, solid number of those people, then it might not be a good fit for you. The other thing you want to look at is how fast are people able to generate an income? Is it one of them deals where they're going to have to – there's a lot of companies out there. There's even some business consultants that will tell you to expect to be in business for 3 to 5 years before you earn a profit. That's ridiculous. There's so many business models that doesn't require that. I mean, you can make money your first month, your first 3 months, your first 6 months, and be extremely profitable. 3 to 5 years is crazy. So I would say to look at that, look at the results, look at the stories, who's having success. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this, Eric. You know, I got started in business a long time ago, and you've done so many, you have your hands in so many different things, so many business ventures. You're a very intelligent businessman. But the truth is, years ago when I first got started, your success in this very business is what inspired me in the early days. So I can tell you, if there's anyone listening to Entrepreneur Podcast and you want to go to work, they need to talk to you. They need to get your advice. I mean, you gave me wisdom early on, and you still give me wisdom today. You're a man of integrity. You're honest. And I mean, I know you didn't expect me to say this, but it's the bottom line. I'd be remiss if I wouldn't say it, if I hadn't said it. There are many people who I owe a huge debt of gratitude just for getting me started on the right path, just for giving me a positive example almost 8 years ago. And you're one of those people. So I thank you for that. You've helped change my life forever. I appreciate the man that you are. And without question, if someone wants to know about working from home, you've seen it, you've done it, you have the experience, they need to get in contact with you.
Well, I certainly do appreciate it, and we've both, without a question, have fed off each other. I mean, I can't say enough about the inspiration you were, even on the early days that you caught fire, even in your first months. I'll never forget what you brought to the table and basically caught fire, and we just grew great businesses and great networks together. Jackie, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on the program.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Coastal Vacations Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Join us next time for more interviews with successful business leaders, tips and strategies, proper mindset, special travel deals you do not want to miss, unheard of in the marketplace. Also, the latest board of director news from Coastal, regional events, regional event news, and much, much more. Keep it right here on Coastal Vacations Radio, your location for all about Coastal Vacations. This has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.